Wake Up Tri-County is live from our Save-A-Lot studio. Good morning, I'm Sean Kernan, and joining us with our friends from Braveheart, we've got Taylor and Rosa. Good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
So, tell us what you got going on. This is obviously a Child Abuse Awareness Month. Prevention awareness.
Yes, it is. And in recognition of that, we are preparing for a lineup of things. I want to begin with our 5K that's on April 27th at Baker Park here in Kewaunee. It's joined along with a community resource fair that we're very excited about, and I'm thrilled to have over 20 community partners.
Very good. Tell us about your partners.
So we have, again, a very lengthy list of partners, but our goal is to raise awareness of their personal missions, because we work as a team to improve our community and help them out as much as we can. I know it's a lengthy list, but I do want to recognize them. I'll start with Abilities Plus. Then we have Birth to Five, Illinois Region 28. Bridgeway will be there. Also, Parents as Teachers with Bureau Henry Stark Regional Office of Education will be there. First Christian Church of Kewaunee. They also provide their monthly meals, which has been a huge hit. Shout out to them for that. They'll be there as well, along with Freedom House, Grow Ministry, Henry County Youth Service Bureau, Henry and Stark County Health Department. And then we also have the Illinois Army National Guard, as well as the Kewaunee Family Dentistry. I actually heard that they're having free dental cleanings in June, and that's a great resource again for the community. The Kewaunee Fire Department will be there, as well as the Kewaunee Police Department, the Kewaunee Commission on Human Relations, Kewaunee Public Library, Kewaunee YMCA, Kewaunee Welcomes, OSF St. Luke Medical Center, Project Now Head Start, Sal Community Services, the Salvation Army, Souls Legal Ministry, St. Jude Kewaunee Peoria Satellite Run, as well as the Gray Matters Collective. Taylor, would you like to join in on a few of their resources?
Yes, absolutely. It's really nice that as a CAC, you have to work together. And so when we have this resource fair, we want to reflect our goal to raise awareness of opportunities for everybody. We want to make sure that we're not just promoting Braveheart. This isn't just for us. This is for the people in our community. And that's exactly what we are here for.
Taylor, remind people who might not be familiar with what Braveheart does. I always like to reset things to make sure that if there's anyone new listening who hasn't heard what you do, they know what you do.
Absolutely. So to understand what a children's advocacy center is, you must understand what children face without one. So without a CAC, the child may end up having to tell the worst thing in their life over and over and over again to doctors, cops, lawyers, therapists, investigators, judges, and you know, many others in all these crazy investigations. They may have to talk about that traumatic experience in a police station where they might feel like they're in trouble, or they might be asked the wrong questions by a very well-meaning teacher or adult that could hurt the case against the abuser. So when police or Child Protective Services believe a child may have experienced abuse, this child is brought to a CAC, which is a safe child-focused environment, by a caregiver or another safe adult. At the CAC, the child tells what's been going on, once to a trained interviewer, who's Rosa, actually, who knows the right questions to ask in a way that doesn't re-traumatize the child. Then a team of a lot of professionals, so medical professionals, law enforcement, mental health, prosecution, Child Protective Services, our victim advocates, and many other professionals that make decisions together on how to help the child-based system go through this process. So we also offer free therapy. We do helpful referrals to different medical exams that they may need. We do courtroom preparation. We obviously do victim advocacy from the very beginning. We get a call until they no longer maybe want to have our calls keep coming to them. And, you know, because sometimes they don't want to think about things that have been going on in their lives for years at a time. I mean, we have kids on our case review for years at a time. So, and it's hard for them, I think, to have to, you know, get a call from people like us to remind them of that fact. So this is called the multidisciplinary team response, and it's the core part of how CACs work, which is why we love having this new resource fair. And I know that the 5K is a little new for us from last year, and so I think that it's going to be really nice to be able to grow it. And we had so much fun last year that it was just, we're just very excited to enjoy the community again.
I love that you call this the Superhero 5K, because for a child that's going through something like this, someone like Rosa is kind of like a superhero. Sorry, I'm getting emotional thinking about it.
No, I appreciate that. But you know what? It's not me. It's the community. That's why we want to bring as many community resource partners together.
As many superheroes as there
yes.
are.
Yes, yep. I appreciate that. You recognize that, especially because it's not a one agency thing. It takes the whole community. For instance, this is more than just, you know, our neighbors and our communities. It's the superheroes too. And we want to make sure that they're well equipped to act as those superheroes. For instance, the Kiwani DART program, if they have it, I don't know if they have or not connected with Grove Ministry, Freedom House, most likely they have, but hey, they can meet those faces again to remind our community what resources they have available to them.
The Salvation Army. I mean, that kind of place for people to turn to is another place that that plays into this.
Yes. I think it's also fun, too, because we're encouraging people to dress up as a superhero that they want to. We had many people even make their own costumes, and so we're excited to see who's going to turn up this year.
And you got to love the faces of the kids seeing people dressed as superheroes. That's got to be delightful.
100%. We will have a little kid run, too, you know, different age groups, and that was probably one of the best parts about it was seeing all the kids come together at the end after the 5K and running and doing their thing.
That's amazing. So what is the date?
April 27th. And the fun part too is it's not only a run, there's a bounce house that will be there, face painting, bake sale. It's a lot more than just a run. It's just another way to get active for the day, right?
And of course, Braveheart is among the many agencies that's helped out by the Kewaunee Area United Way.
Yes, absolutely. And they also had a 5K, and we just completely are blown away from the community support by the Kiwanee Area United Way because of how much they're able to help us help others.
Absolutely. Their Halloween hustle is a hit. They have costumes as well, too. Every year we volunteer and actually participate in their run as well.
So, Rosa, what else would you like people to know?
I want to recognize a lot of the support of the local businesses that we have. It's a lengthy list for our sponsors, but if you're interested in knowing our sponsors, which I very much encourage everyone, check out our website for Braveheart and the Run Sign Up page. Please let them know how thankful you are to have them as part of our community, because not only do they support us, but all of the community partners that we've mentioned as well. But we also have support of local businesses that are taking part of April of Child Abuse Prevention Month. And those include Parlor Coffee and Cream, Coco's Coffee Shop, Country Morning Coffee, The Daily Fix Nutrition in Kiwanee here, also Simply Nutrition over in Princeton, as we serve five counties, as well as the West Main Coffee Company over in Toulon, and the Kiwanee Family Dentistry. They're having crafts, they're having cookies, they're having drinks that all support blue, which is that main color for April.
And of course, how do people sign up?
You can sign up through the Run Sign Up page, which you can find links on Facebook through our Braveheart page. And if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call or send us an email, which can all be located on our website, braveheartcac.org. Braveheart, just like the movie. But we also have our Facebook page that will connect you as well.
All right, and Taylor, anything you want to add?
This Friday, actually, is National Wear Blue Day for Child Abuse Awareness and Prevention Month. So if you do end up wearing blue, please do the hashtag BraveheartCAC, National Wear Blue Day, and we hope to see your posts on Facebook and any social media, and we'll be tagging and reposting everything for you guys.
All right, well, thank you very much, Taylor, Rosa. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having us.